Hey ho, what do you know? It's time for the Matt Dean Clark Show.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to the podcast that critics are calling I'd Rather Be Petting a Skunk. Okay, all right, great. Thank you for that. Welcome to the show. And, you know, in some countries that might be, you know, maybe people like doing that, right? Maybe some states.
Yeah.
Texas probably.
Is that on Urban Dictionary, petting a skunk?
That's a euphemism, petting a skunk. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. This is another edition of Not Good. Welcome to it. We have with us, ladies and gentlemen, Brett, the sax man Saxon.
Just going to salute.
Yeah, not say anything.
Not saying anything.
That's Saul Zeller.
And we got Brett Saxon. No, and we got Thank you. We got Clark Wilson.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not bad. Thank you for asking. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. Let's start with entertainment news. Let's go into, did you guys watch Saturday Night Live over the weekend?
No, I saw heard it was really a good, clip though. Of the skit everybody's talking about, which I'm sure you're about to talk about.
It is the Beavis and Butthead skit where we have Ryan Gosling dressed up as Beavis and we have Brett's favorite, Mikey Day, dressed up as Butthead. And it was awesome.
How many voices did he do?
He's a couple.
Did they do for impressions? Because I watched a clip and Ryan Gosling just talks normally. He doesn't go like,
At the end they do. At the end they're laughing and it sounds just like, the Beavis and Butthead.
Okay.
So the skit, you should check it out if you haven't seen it. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
Where Kenan Thompson is distracted. He's on a live talk show.
Who apparently didn't break during this.
He didn't.
Everyone else did.
Right. Wow. Well, Heidi Gardner broke. And so there's an article where she talked about that she still just couldn't prepare for what she saw on the day because apparently for the butthead, she broke during that part. Mikey Day's makeup had prosthetic where his...
Yeah, he had like the...
The braces and then the gum line and his like lip tucked into his teeth.
Oh.
And so she hadn't seen that part. So when she looked and sees it for the first time, that's when she broke for this long extended period of time. And normally on that show back in the day, they never wanted people to break during the live broadcast. And then I think.
And why'd they hire Jimmy Fallon?
Who changed that?
He's I think it was Fallon. Yeah.
I mean, Will Ferrell, a lot of people break with Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
His skits.
Yeah. But that was, they were in the same time, I think, when that was kind of happening.
Were they?
Yeah. I think they were crossing over. But so she said that, she knew she didn't want to break, but, she said it was so nice to finally let it all out. And that she was actually commended for it. People came back and said that. She left the stage. She was in shock and anxiety. And she was like, oh, my God, is that okay? And then she had friends in the dressing room that were like, of course it was okay. So many other writers and cast members came up to her and said, good job. And she said, well, I actually didn't even really do my job because she broke. But I thought it was great. I think it adds a little bit to the
scale. Realism.
It does.
It makes them a real human.
Way more real. Yeah, exactly.
Humanizes them. Is that what that says?
Yeah. That's totally what that is. So there you go. Check. Huh. Check that out. And then for comic books, ladies and gentlemen. So I am a pretty big fan of Spawn. And you are too, right, Clark?
I mean, I was when I was a kid.
You used to like it a lot.
And I didn't really read the comic. No. I just thought he was cool looking. And then they made the live action movie, which I saw.
I don't think I ever saw the live action.
Don't watch
it. John Leguizamo.
It's so bad.
Yeah. Well, so a couple.
They're making a new one, apparently.
Yeah. With him in it again.
No, John Leguizamo.
No.
But, he plays Spawn?
Yeah, that'd be awesome, actually. But there's a couple characters in the Spawn universe called Sam and Twitch, and they're detectives. And so they have their own spinoff now called the Sam and Twitch Case Files. And so the first two issues are out now, so check them out. And they're really good, quick reads. And what's cool about these, and I didn't realize this, but my comic book guy, Tony, told me this, that McFarlane, the creator of it, he wanted to make sure that every issue stayed at $2.99. So when it started, it was $2.99, and it continues to do so. So as other prices go up in comic books, this one stays.
Oh, price-wise.
Price-wise, yeah. Gotcha. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So there you go.
He can afford it.
Yeah.
Not making as much, like, charging $4.99.
Right, yeah.
Your baby, when it's
From there, let's do advice. We just did some advice for the pre-show. Let's do some advice now, ladies and gentlemen. Reach out at notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com, notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. If you have anything, any questions, burning questions you want answered, we'll try to answer them for us. We're experts.
What if it's about something that burns?
That's Brett's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Brett's department.
That's Brett's department. So we'll start with somebody, a family request that siblings crime. So they have like a son that committed a crime and they want to keep that a secret. So when they go to other social events or anything like that, they don't want
to
mention.
Wait a minute. Has he been arrested or charged? Are they there?
He's in prison.
Hush, hush. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is like, yeah, what would you do then? Yeah, I guess just be super
it's public knowledge if anybody could find it out.
Totally, yeah. And I guess you can just be super vague, like, you know, my brother's really just locked into work right now. He's really just locked up into work.
Yeah.
He works in community service.
Yeah, he's like, he's imprisoned.
You're not even subtle. He's in prison. I mean, he's in a prison of his own mind.
Yeah.
He feels like he's serving a sentence.
What was it for? Does that explain it?
No, I didn't say it.
Oh. Yeah.
He's serving time.
It's like unpaid parking tickets.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, next one. Mom mortifies.
What was the advice?
What's that?
You didn't get to the
what
advice.
What jokes
part.
Would you make?
How would you dodge it?
How would you rip them apart?
Well, the rest of the family is hoping to save face and wants to know, should she continue to lie about a sibling's prison
You got
to
come out and just get it over with.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on what you're comfortable sharing. Otherwise, make it vague, like I was saying. That's
nobody
my
needs
unless,
to know.
Unless, yeah, it was horrible, something horrible. Then.
Right.
Yeah, what was the offense? Do we know?
He doesn't know.
We don't know.
Oh, that's right.
It's Schrodinger's crime.
The white collar.
From there, we go to a mom apparently embarrasses her teens by asking a server when they went out for dinner to replace a dirty glass. So a teen calls out parents for being, or a parent for being high maintenance.
Ooh.
The crime is asking a server to replace a dirty water glass.
Wow.
Now,
what a nothing burger.
Now there's been multiple times when we've gone out as a trio.
Right.
And Brett, I've seen you ask this to have it.
Yeah, you've had like a dirty glass before.
But,
yeah.
But in your defense too, it's been like really bad, like lipstick.
Lipstick, I remember it was lipstick. Chipped, anything chipped, I'll be like, yo, if it depends on the chip density or capacity or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
The scientific
term is
for that.
You don't want to cut your lip or nothing.
Yeah, you don't want to cut your lip or if there's glass shards in my drink or just to let them know that not to use this glass again, like throw it away
totally.
When I'm done using it or just take it back and give me the rest of my drinks for free the rest of the night. You know, that's
the
nice are you that way. Kind of person?
Yeah. No,
like,
I don't
expect. My dinner, I want a free dinner and I want another free dinner.
I was that one. Was that person in San Francisco?
Oh, let's tease for the checking
for the next
in
one.
Segment.
Yeah,
yeah
the
nice.
In or whatever that's not. Yeah, the next one.
We're going to save that for the end of the show.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
That's
okay.
What we call a tease.
Checking in at the very
end. Yeah, at the very
end.
We're
checking out.
Checking in.
Checking in.
Yes. You know what I'm I think, though, you know, I do see how it could be embarrassing. I probably wouldn't. It depends. If it's something egregious like what you see and, you know, a shard of glass or
a condom.
Lipstick. Yeah, condom. Yeah. That's different. Yeah.
That's such a small ask, though, for a fresh glass of water.
Oh,
it's not like you're sending a food back because of some tiny little thing.
But it could be a drink. So it could be they'd have to get rid of the booze then,
well, you
right?
said water.
Well, but Brett returned it for a drink.
Right.
So it wasn't water. And so in that case, then you're losing out on alcohol sales probably, right?
Well, then
right.
they should wash their glasses better.
I mean, but if it's a tap beer in Elk River, Minnesota, it's like 40 cents, 50 cents. Water could be more expensive. But I get what you're saying. Yeah. I'm with you on that. Yeah. Like, they're probably more hesitant to,
But so I don't know. It's tough because I would probably be like, even if you see a Band-Aid in your glass, I think you should just drink it.
A seven finger?
Yeah, it's just the way it
it's
is.
It's a garnish.
All right, from there, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to TV. Let's do some TV reviews of the week. Gentlemen, what are you guys watching that you want to chit-chat about?
I think we're all watching a couple
yes.
at the same time,
that's
right?
That's a fact.
Yeah. Clark, where do we start? Or should we save that for the end? Or save that Shogun for the second?
How far caught up are you with Shogun?
Well, let's start the Shogun with... sorry, I'll see myself out. Yeah. I am all caught up.
Okay.
Okay. Crimson Sky. Finished it. That wasn't the last one, right?
No, there's one more.
One more?
Yeah. Well, God, I hope not. There's no resolution in that one.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Do you think she's dead or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They didn't show her. They just show her go, ugh.
But then there's a close-up of her face engulfed in flame. She's like, ugh.
Was there?
Yeah. I didn't see that. I missed that. Yeah, that must have been added on Hulu or
right after it came. Maybe. But it's real. And it's... yeah, I think she's. I think she's dead. I think she's
okay.
Dead for.
I was thinking about. Yeah. Okay.
I liked it. I thought. I saw some reviewer was talking about that episode being the best episode of the show, the whole run. I don't
think so.
Yeah.
I mean, these past two have been better.
Yeah.
Kind of went in a lull there.
Right. Yeah, I think it's just really good storytelling, even when it was just dialogue, like. Not this past one, but the one before.
It's so much dialogue.
But the story moved along pretty good. I was actually still captivated. And it's like, they are meaty episodes. They're an hour long each. So it's like, it's a commitment. But it's.
Do you think it's because we had to read the subtitles that were in it? We had to be more. We couldn't just like gaze off at our phones and like listen
to
it. You know, like, do you think that's a thing?
Yeah, that for sure is a thing. Okay. I probably retained more and actually like focused, you know, zeroed in more.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm giving that so far a good. Brett?
Good,
Yeah.
Clark, good?
It's good, yeah. Cool. Yeah. I mean, I've been giving it a good this whole time, but it's probably not for everybody because, you're reading subtitles for probably 85% of the show.
Right. And before we get to another one that we've been watching, Fallout, I want to talk about this other one that I've been watching that I can highly recommend. It's so good. It's my favorite show of the year. I know it's only been a third of the year, but it's really good.
And it's only January 4th.
And I think I'll probably, this has rewatchability all over it. And it is Ripley. And it's Netflix's Ripley.
Really?
And it's based off of
Talented Mr. Ripley.
Wow. And so it is like you're watching, it's 8 episodes long. It's like you're watching Dexter, but the difference between this and Dexter is that...
Well, this predates Dexter by quite a bit.
But it's an actual killer who's like a sociopath and psychopath, where Dexter was killing people that deserved it. This guy...
He's just doing it for the love of the game.
For the love of the game. And to get himself out of predicaments. And it's like, it's so intense. The actor...
that guy's so good. He was Moriarty, wasn't he, on Sherlock?
Yeah. He's awesome. And such a big fan of him. So I can't recommend this enough. There are people that are not fans of the fact that all 8 episodes are shot and done in black and white, but I love it. God. It's so good.
Why did they do that though?
Make it more artsy. The cinematographer
It wasn't for budget.
No, the cinematographer is the one that, why am I blanking on his name? Paul Thomas Anderson, that he uses all of his movies. So it's beautiful. And it's just, I can't recommend this enough. But one person says, I didn't last the first episode. The cinematography is so annoying. And someone goes, why on earth is Ripley filmed in black and white? Surely the only reason to not film in color was technology. Totally killed it for me.
That's so wild.
It's so wild, yeah. And to me, it kept me going. I was like, this is so cool. It's noirish. It's like, they really play with shadow and light. It's like, I loved it.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, so it's kind of artsy. Would you call it an art film?
Yeah. Totally. It is an art
film. Well,
it's
a show. It's not a film.
Yep.
They did make a movie, though, with Matt Damon.
Yep. And I think what they're going to do with this, because it's like based off of 5 or 6 books. So I think.
Did she write that many, or did somebody continue the series?
I think she did, yeah. Okay. And so I think they're going to continue with each season, and I'm in if they do that. And I hope that this gets enough viewers that they make that possible. But other show, let's talk about Fallout. What'd you guys think?
Let's do it. I mean, it sounds like you finished it already.
No, I got 1 episode left.
Well, I only watched the first 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm 3 in.
I'm the farthest behind. Yeah. And I'm the only one that played the games.
Yeah. Do you feel like as a game player?
Well, no, I'm not one of those like steeped in lore people that are like, oh my God, you missed this and
Easter
that
eggs
and that.
And all that.
Well, that's funny.
No, it's the Easter eggs. But I mean, like, there's chatter I've read online of people upset with like retconning or and I've seen I've been spoiled, the ending's been spoiled a little bit.
I love it. I like Walton Goggins is awesome, and I feel like I wish they would have been it a little more. There's like 1 episode where he just doesn't even he's not even in it for the full episode. And I think his performance of the ghoul and how he got there is really good. And he's just awesome. I could watch him endlessly too. Another great actor. But yeah, what'd you think, bro?
The Gog. Yeah. The Gog is a favorite on the show.
Yes.
Yeah. Show for favorite. Sure. Yeah. It's funny. You mentioned the lore and stuff, Clark, cause I mentioned it to a coworker that he's a very like gamer person. And we talk about being nerds and how I'm nerd adjacent because I hang out with you too and things like that. Do this podcast.
This is like one of the more mainstream game series, though.
Yeah,
and it's like Last of Us.
Okay, when I told
this isn't gotcha. Like yeah, some yeah. like niche game. These yeah. are very popular.
So yeah, okay, that makes that makes sense because I told him I was watching the show and he kind of was like, ugh, really. He's like, or he's like, what'd you think? And I was like, it's good. I like it. And he's like, ugh. And I'm like, wait, is there history of Fallout? Is there something? He's like, what do you mean? Yeah, it was a video game. And I'm like, oh, really? Okay.
You knew that, though, didn't you?
No, I didn't. Okay. Going into it, no. That was that. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then he teased me about not being a nerd. And I was like, that's bad. Whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. You could play those games, though. They're old enough now. They could easily run on an older computer.
No,
at
yeah.
least 3 and New Vegas, which is my favorite. I never played the originals because they're completely different. They're not first-person shooters.
Oh, really?
They're like turn-based RPG games. I have them on Steam, but I never got around to play. I should play them.
Well, I'll give what I've seen. I'm going to go good or not good. We like to rate that here on the show. I'm going to go good for Fallout. Clark.
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, I brought my Pip Boy.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about it. Yeah, we didn't talk about it. This is for the Twitch only, folks. Well, I guess we can explain it to the crowd. Yeah,
Vault Dwellers get a Pip Boy.
What is it, a Pip Boy? Pip Boy.
PIP.
And what is it?
That stands for something that I'm forgetting.
Sure.
Yeah. It's a thing that, like, tells you, like, how healthy you are.
Radiation, too.
And, like, when you pause the game, it brings it up, like...
That's cool.
Bring up the arm and show it, and like you can look at like your quest log and stuff. And
you should randomly pull it up to the screen throughout the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, like if you forget something, right. You look it up.
They re-released. They made one for the show, so it looks like the one Lucy wears.
Yeah,
which I was gonna. She has the prettiest eyes, and like I'm just like mesmerized by her eyes.
They're big. They're big. They're
very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they brown? Hazel?
No. They're like green. Like hazel. Hmm.
Lucy, if you're listening.
Yeah, call in.
Call in.
Well, that's not her real name.
I forget her
name.
It's
like some British actress.
It's a good real name, though. It's like pretty unique.
So,
I don't like that dude in the Brotherhood of Steel, though. What's his, like, I mean, I'm behind you and you. Yeah. Like, you're way far ahead, but I don't get his deal. Like, he doesn't, the dude who gets the power armor, steals the power armor from, what's his name?
Michael Rapaport.
What a weird cameo.
It was amazing. I loved it.
But yeah, I don't get his deal. Does he want to be in the Brotherhood of Steel?
Does.
How many episodes are you in? Two?
Two.
Oh, yeah. You'll get it more. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They
yeah,
flesh
yeah.
that out more because they flesh out enough of Lucy and the ghoul. So I get that because he's, you know, Walton Goggins blows up in when the bombs drop. Presumably his daughter dies. So he's like very nihilistic and he's got nothing really to going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's trying to find her dad, who's played by Kyle MacLachlan, who I feel like I hope is in way more of the show. Cause why would you get him and only
not yet. I'm sure the final episode will pop back up.
It'll pop up until the last episode. Yeah. Why even have him?
Listen, that's a great point, but you know, it's probably name recognition.
Yeah, and I don't think they did enough.
Maybe he wanted to do it. Maybe he
was a
video game fan.
I think the whole first season should have just been in the vault.
Yeah.
Like they didn't have enough of that in there cuz that's a big part of the gameplay.
But there's more. There's a lot more in the vault.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah, yeah. But good or not good, what would you give it?
I'll give it a good. I mean, I'm not like Brett's coworker where he's like, I spot an error. Right. This isn't close enough to the lore. Like, I don't care enough. Yeah.
Sorry, coworker.
How are you, Brett? Good or not good?
Despite all the bouncing, my issue at the beginning was they were bouncing between storylines a ton. So it was a little tough to follow, or it was a little like boring.
Well, it starts off with the bombs dropping.
But I give it a good.
And then flash forwards to the vault.
Right, yeah. I'll give it a good still.
Cool. Yeah, all right. 3 goods. Check it out. From there, let's do every once in a while. Used to be every once in a while. Now we do it. This is a constant because people love it. Why? You know,
everyone loves it.
We love it. We love eating and drinking brand new products. Yes. We call it a taste test here on the program. So check it out right now. And Mr. Clark Wilson, this is your baby. What do you have for us this week?
Well, since we were just talking about gaming, we might as well have the other Mountain Dew Baja Blast flavor.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice. Laguna Lemonade.
And I'm drinking an OG Mountain Dew Baja Blast right now. Wow. Yeah. So apparently this is released for a limited time alongside Baja Point Break Punch.
Which we had last week.
And Baja Fiery Mango, a Doritos chip flavor.
Yeah, and that hasn't come out yet. I've been looking for it. I was just at Target today and they didn't have it. So it must be waiting for summer.
Well, nice. All right, let's throw up the glasses, not throw up the actual liquid after you drink it.
Let's do it.
Monrovia.
Salud.
All right. Okay, so I'll start by saying I'm usually not a mango fan.
Yeah.
However, it's so much Baja Blast and sugar that it kind of accentuates and makes the mango a little easier to, you know.
It is very mango forward. I don't get lemon at all.
No. Yeah, it's more mango forward for sure. But I'm going to go good or not good. I'm going good on this one. I'm a Baja Blast fan.
Yeah, that's good. I think they missed an opportunity to make it more lemony.
Yeah,
I think that's like a.
Yeah, do you get any lemon in that?
Flavor. I do at the
just like the little back. Tartness at the back of your throat.
Yeah, yeah.
So Brett, good or not good? What do you think?
I'll give it a good.
Okay.
Yeah, this is better than Point Blank Punch.
Yeah, what did the last one? I think we all gave that a good though.
Yeah, but this is just better. Water and corn syrup. I also have a little bonus one here.
Yeah,
it's more Easter candy I bought at Target. This is M&M's white and dark chocolate Easter Sunday flavored M&M's.
Are you a fella that goes and gets the
I bought all the cheap candy.
After?
I went so late, though, so there was hardly any to choose from.
Oh, so this is like the remains of...
Yeah. This was on the floor.
Already open.
Already open. Yeah. I just go, you can.
Thank you, Brett.
One.
That's okay.
I got the rest,
yeah. All right, so what is the flavor of this one again?
It's like...
No, I'm good.
White chocolate center with dark chocolate on the outside.
Nice.
Yeah.
And somehow that makes it a sundae.
Oh, yeah. Chocolate sundae.
Yeah.
Sundae.
All right.
Clark, you got to let me know and fill me up with candy.
Too late to get this stuff. That sounded weirdly sexual, but
yeah.
This I bought this like a week or so ago.
Well, no, for the next holiday, let me know. I'll put my order in with you and I'll give you a little... A little extra on top.
There you go. Yeah, he'll make a whole list.
You fill me in.
Yeah.
This just tastes like M&M's.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not getting anything different with it. I just had some peanut M&M's earlier before I came over here. So it's very similar to that. I'm going to go.
I mean, it has like the white chocolate core. But
I'd go good as far as like I just love M&M's, but I'm going to go not good as it's not anything different.
Yeah.
So not good with that.
Yeah.
I guess I get it towards the end. I get the fudge towards the end in the white. Whatever the fuck it's supposed to be.
Where's the cherry?
Yeah, there's no cherry.
Yeah.
What do you
I'm going not good.
Okay. Clark.
Really? It's good. It's M&M. It just tastes like M&M's. Yeah.
All right, from there, let's do random news. This is random news of the week, and we'll go to Idaho with Guinness World Records. We love going to Idaho, don't we? Because we've got a fella who we've been following who's been trying to put as many of these records into the history books as he can. And so he's... We do. We follow him quite a bit. His name's David Rush, and he's continuing to do so with trying to balance...
Does he fly by night?
He does. He's... good reference. He does a he's been balancing a running lawnmower on his chin for 9 minutes and 17 seconds to break a Guinness World Record.
Wow.
He currently has no face. But it was worth it. So David Rush, who's on a quest to hold the most concurrent Guinness World Record titles, previously attempted the record about 4 years ago, but his time of 3 minutes 52 seconds was disqualified because his lawnmower did not have a bag on it. So there you go. They have
what? Wait, this is a riding
that's
lawnmower?
Real. No,
you can't pull that on your chin. How do you even do that to begin with?
There is a picture, and it's impressive. Wow. But I'd say, what a loser.
Try and is it running?
Yeah. Yep.
What is it, like wheel first? Is it one of the wheels?
Yeah.
Balanced on?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like the base.
Okay.
It's the blade.
What's the record? 4 seconds?
Well, so the record was increased in the meantime to 7 minutes, 2 seconds by a fellow serial record breaker. Rush finished his attempt at 9 minutes, 17 seconds, short of his goal of 10 minutes, but enough to take the current title. So he has the current title.
Let's go, Rush!
But with an asterisk, because he did it with no bag on it.
No, that was before.
Oh, he did it again?
Yeah, this new one he did with the bag, and he got it.
What a legend.
Yep, David Rush. True hero. The record brought Rush's total concurrent titles to 165. Now, this brings him closest to another person and overtaking Silvio Saba's current record, which is 180 titles. So this is... Right now,
some dude has 180 titles.
Yeah. So,
and are they like a dumb shit? Like most rubber bands on a finger.
Yeah. Most mayonnaise eaten in one sitting, which we should do on the show.
That's your favorite one. You always mention mayonnaise.
Because that's the grossest thing, I feel like.
I love mayonnaise.
I love mayonnaise too, but in like small doses. If you chugged a jug of mayonnaise, would you still
you proposed eating a tub of mayonnaise.
I'll tell
if
you,
we reached enough followers on Twitch, which we have not tried to increase.
I'll tell you right now, if we can get 60 more followers on Twitch by the end of the month, I will eat one full container of mayonnaise.
What's a full container?
Yeah, that could be like the tiny little like shit.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna give
with the Trader Joe's stuff that's like probably 4 ounces.
Or I thought you were gonna say the Costco one that's the big jug.
The 64 ounce tub.
I won't do that, but I will do a decent amount.
That I don't even want you to do that because that's a lot of salt.
Yeah, that is a lot of salt. But worth it.
What a nice man.
Yeah, thank you. From there, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to movies and movie reviews of the week.
Whoa.
Yeah, nice. Let's go right into it. What have you guys watched this week that you want to chat about?
A while ago, you and I were talking about Akira Toriyama.
Yep.
And how neither of us have really watched his movies. I watched a little bit of Rashomon.
I've watched a bunch of his movies, yeah.
Since then?
No, before.
Oh, you made it sound like you were like, I got to get into those.
Well, he's got so many.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that even what I've seen hasn't even like kind of cracked the surface. Rashomon I remember taping off of TV onto a VHS tape, and I have a copy of it on VHS. But I love that movie.
Okay, well, I was going to watch. It was like 2 hours 40, so I haven't watched it yet, but... Mm. He made a couple of noir movies,
mm-hmm.
and one of them's called High and Low.
Yeah.
And I saw Spike Lee is remaking it.
I did see that,
and
yeah.
It has Ice Spice is going to be in it.
Oh, you love Ice Spice.
Yeah. No, I do not.
I love her on the Dunkin' commercials.
Yeah. Seems charming. Yeah.
Is she going to shake her ass in this remake of a classic?
Hopefully that's like her finishing move. I assume there's a finishing
move. That's the murder weapon?
Yeah.
I don't know if there is a murder. It's like about like a shoe salesman who somebody kidnaps what they think is his child, and it's actually like his chauffeur's child.
It's actually Ice Spice.
Yeah, Ice Spice plays the kid. She's like 28 years old.
But so you said you haven't watched that
one. No, I plan on watching that. I watched a couple other noir movies, Raymond Chandler movies.
Cool.
I hadn't seen it yet. Blue Dahlia. Mm-hmm. That's got Alan Ladd. That was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I had seen this, rewatched it, but I hadn't seen it in a while. Murder My Sweet. Which is Farewell My Lovely. They changed the name for whatever reason. But both of those really recommend. I mean, those are like the most normie like noir movies.
Yeah,
you Google like good noir movies and they're there.
Yep. I think they're on Criterion too, if I remember correctly.
And that's another thing I was going to say. I watch a lot of the YouTube Criterion channel. They have celebrity guests in their closet picking out like their movie choices.
Yep.
And High and Low has been in several before.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. That's cool. Sweet. I saw a brand new movie in theaters called Civil War, which is
Is this doing well?
I don't know if it is doing well, but it's a dystopian flick by Alex Garland, and a lot of mixed reviews.
I heard there was a real bait and switch. They made it seem like this is an action movie, and there's hardly any action in it.
It's more of an art film. It's A24, so it's like very arty, and it's there's long periods where it's just kind of. More meditations on war and kind of their journey to get, it's basically you're following
the journalists.
Yeah. Four journalists going to, this big kind of war zone and to get to the president. That's what they want to do. The big end all be all is to get an interview with the president.
Nick Offerman.
Yeah. Who's only in it for like 2 minutes total.
Wow.
The movie. It's such a bait and switch there. Yeah. You know, a lot of people are upset with the ending. And if you want more of a deep dive on this movie after you've seen it, I highly recommend checking out friend of the show, Bink Film. They did a full deep dive, hour and 12 minutes or whatever.
Oh, wow.
On this movie.
Did they like it?
They kind of were a little iffy on it. They hated the ending. And there are periods. I go back and forth. I actually kind of like the ending. And that I think all three of them hated the ending. But I liked it because I felt like it
was
did.
Was it open-ended or?
No, but Kirsten Dunst all of a sudden makes like a full 180. She's usually this big, she's like a tough war photographer. And she's, you know, tough as nails. Nothing's going to irk her. And then she ends up just kind of making this drastic switch where she breaks down and is like just, you know, crying in the middle of this, you know, war zone and all that. And just like, and I get that. They try to make it make sense where she loses a close friend right before, and then she just like is totally breaks down. But it almost seemed like too much of a character arc, like trying to, you know, pull that one. Like it just didn't seem believable to me.
Yeah.
But I still liked it and I enjoyed the movie despite its flaws. So I'm going to go good or not good. I'm going to go on good.
So well, there you go. I saw Alex Garland, the writer director, is done making movies now.
Really? Oh, yeah. I didn't see that. Why?
I don't know.
Because of
I
this? Think, maybe the reviews?
He's going to go back to just writing books.
Well, his last one, Men, which is also an A24 horror film, it is nuts.
Yeah, I heard that's like pretty...
It's called Men. Yeah, I highly recommend that too. But just know you're not getting a linear
I don't think I've watched story. Any of his movies. I haven't even seen Ex Machina. Yeah. I read Annihilation, the book.
Right.
Didn't really care for the book that much.
I like the movie.
Yeah, and I never saw the movie.
There you go. Check it out. I dare you. From there, let's do checking in. This is the checking in segment of the week. Now, okay. Brett, you just went on an adventure of your own. You went to,
Of a lifetime.
You went to sunny California.
I did.
Was it sunny the whole time you were there?
It rained one
He's
day.
In Northern California, though.
Oh, that's not California?
I associate like sunny California with Southern California.
Is that not in California, bro?
I mean, it is, but California is gigantic.
Is that not California?
No. I think we can all agree. Northern California.
He went to Northern California, where the girls are warm.
All right, so Brett.
Is that part of a song?
Yeah. California girls.
Walk us through your adventure.
Because Clark asked about this earlier. He noticed that my phone does not have a phone case on it anymore.
Right.
And this started out on, I believe it was the second day I was there.
Okay.
Friday. We ended up grabbing some lunch.
Uh-huh.
Michael, Sarah, and I at a beautiful place, Hog Island.
Cool.
Michael, Sarah.
And then we went up to, we hopped on a taxi. We hopped on a water taxi.
Okay.
Some guy was just calling and being like, taxi.
What is that?
We're going to walk up to the wharf.
Mm-hmm.
Fisherman's Wharf, which is north.
Yeah.
Was it just like a little dinghy?
It almost looked sketch because we walked on the pier and we saw a bad looking boat, but this one was all like not tinted out, but like painted up to look like a taxi. And it looked like their head.
It was yellow with like checkerboard on
it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like $10 to get a ride up to the wharf, which is like maybe northern kind of opposite of Golden Gate Bridge. And we did that, and that was beautiful. That was like a quick, cheap, I recommend it. But so he drops us off at Hyde Street, which is perfect because there's the Buena Vista Social Club. Have you guys heard of this?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
What is it?
This is where they have the I don't know if this is where the Irish coffee originated from, but this is what they serve there.
That didn't originate from Ireland?
It didn't, right? It originated at Buena Vista Social
Club. My whole life has been a lie.
And so we went there for Irish coffees. Guess how many Irish coffees they sell a day? We got in with the bartender. He's cool.
And this is just coffee with like some whiskey.
Coffee. Tullamore Dew pays them
to specifically use Tullamore Dew. Tullamore Dew.
And they have their own label on the bottle.
Wow.
Guess how many Irish coffees Nick, our bartender, serves a day there?
500. Well, can you get it to go? I mean, are people sipping that to go?
No, 501.
2,000 Irish coffees.
I got it.
Yeah.
I won that
one. Wow.
So
wow.
We did some of those.
Cool.
And then we walk outside. And
how
go,
many?
Go to the next spot.
Did you bump up his numbers?
We did. We did. Did we do four each?
You like walk out?
I think we did just four like... each. Yeah. We didn't know how to feel. Are we drunk? Or
well, you're kind of going like it's an upper and a downer at yeah. the same time. So maybe it levels off.
And this was like 1 p.m.
Okay.
So yeah, we walk outside and it's a beautiful view. That's what Buena Vista means, you know, beautiful mm-hmm. view. And you can get a shot of Golden Gate Bridge. I was maybe, yeah. And so I pick my phone up to take a shot of the bay.
Uh-huh.
And I pick it up and it launches out of my hand and falls on the ground and my case shatters everywhere. And that's that.
Wow.
I was.
How was the screen though?
Screen was good.
That's
good.
Everything
was safe. Yeah. And I might go just caseless for the next until I get a new phone. So. How about that?
All right, cool. So second
big thing was us getting kicked out of Old Joe's.
Ooh.
Mike had us set up for a nice, we usually do like a nice one night of a nice like steak dinner.
Ooh, nice. Yeah.
Something like that.
That's what we're doing tonight at Applebee's.
Yeah.
We're
going to getting the sirloin.
We're getting the pork chops at Slappers.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. So we go to Old Joe's.
Uh-huh.
I think this is the same day. Our reservation, we get there.
Yeah.
And they put us on wait. And we get there at 8:30 and they're like, oh, your reservation's not ready yet.
What? It's
like,
what's the point of a reservation?
I know. You get all Seinfeld and they're like, okay, go into the bar. So.
And then was there at least there a place to sit?
No. It was packed in there.
Wow.
They're like, go into the bar. And we're like, okay, we'll go in the bar and have a drink. So we get a drink. Mm-hmm. And then we start goofing off because it's been a day.
Yeah.
It's been a day. And we're, you know, grown idiots. And, mm-hmm. you know, Michael starts walking like his little 9-month-year-old baby does, Julian. And we kind of start tapping people. All is fine.
Mm-hmm.
All is fine in there. Everyone's loving us.
Yeah. You're the life of the party, you guys.
We get sat down. We're the life of the party.
Yeah.
We get sat down. We order drinks. We order an appetizer. Michael goes to the bathroom. In the bathroom, the security guard comes in and says, yo, bro, you got to tamp down. And he starts pushing him.
Whoa.
And he pushed him. He's like, what do I do? He's like, no, you got to tamp down. And he's like, I don't see Michael shook. He got back to the table. He was a little shook.
Wow.
This was a weird encounter.
That's crazy.
And I was like, okay, well, let's get the fuck out.
Why do you think the security guard was...
I don't know. I don't know why he followed him in there. That's the most inappropriate place to do that. Like,
yeah.
Was he mid-pee?
No, he was like exiting.
Oh, okay.
And he blocked the door.
Right.
And he's like, yo, you got to tamp down. He kept using that word for something.
Tamp down?
Yeah, tamp okay. down. So
maybe he just learned it.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm going to use it all night.
Yeah.
So, okay. So he tells him to tamp down. Then he comes back to the table. He's like visually, he's struck.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, his night's ruined
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Yeah, total.
Because he's just having fun,
right?
Yeah,
we're hanging, and there was no.
How fancy is this place?
Not fancy at all. It's
yeah, like dudes in basketball shorts and flip flops.
Is like Cheesecake Factory level or what?
No, it's more like what would it be?
Do they make people wear a jacket?
No.
Yeah. Like, so what close. The hell?
Yeah.
Is this like an Embers?
Yeah. So it's like picture an Embers. Yeah. So Michael shook. The manager comes over. We ask for the manager. He doesn't do anything for us. Mm-hmm. So. We storm out and I guess we didn't kicked out. We didn't get kicked out. We stormed out.
Okay.
I had words with the security guard.
What'd you say to him?
Oh no.
I only remember that I told him to F off.
What's the F stand for?
I was like, cause he Fudge. flashed a shield to Michael.
Okay.
And he's like, yo, like he's a cop or something.
Did he have it on a chain?
Yeah.
On his neck.
That's yeah. amazing.
A lot of security guards do that to like what scare is this? People.
Is NYPD blue or what is this?
So I know we're running long here, but
no,
yeah.
you're good. People are captivated.
Run long.
So I think I ran on that when I was walking out. I was like, yo, are you a cop? Are you a cop? Show me the shield. And then we were having words. I'm like, you just cost this restaurant. Like we were about to drop like $400 or $500 probably. Like,
you guys haven't even eaten yet. You just said leave right
anything.
After. Okay.
They
you didn't
it.
Even get your appetizers
no,
yet?
They dropped it and then we called over the manager. And we didn't even eat it. We should have boxed it up. It looked so good.
Oh, wow. Bummer.
But
So on your way out, you're leaving. You tell him F off.
Yep. F off. We go eat at some weird, like,
what's he do? What's he say in response? Anything?
Or he was just kind of,
he
like,
lets you go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He was probably happy that you guys were going to be out of. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we go to this weird, like, Mexican Italian place. We're still fuming a bit.
Yeah. Of course. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
What made it Mexican Italian?
It had like a Mexican,
spaghetti.
Well, like the food.
And then the food was all Italian.
Oh,
spaghetti and a burrito. Is that
what? Yeah. Spaghetti.
And a carbonara and a burrito.
That'd be amazing. We're still fuming.
Yeah.
We talk, we call, you know, we check in with other people. Should we go back? Should we go back? We go back.
No. What are you doing?
We just like, we asked for the security guard's name. He's not going to give it to us. We asked to talk to a manager. They didn't do shit for us. And then we just wanted to go back.
You leave a bad Yelp review.
And this is just you two guys hanging out,
just
right?
Us two, okay. Yeah. Normal Friday night. But yeah, so that's story number two, us getting.
Well, no, you like, kind of stop there. So you go back and then you, what happens? They just ignore you and that's
it? He kind of like, you know, we try to get the security guard's name. I forget why.
To do what with?
Maybe to report him or something to the security bureau. I don't know.
You wanted to strike
fear. Get his badge removed?
Yeah, exactly.
You want his badge number?
Leave me your badge and not your gun because you don't have one.
Yeah. And we go in and we ask for the manager again. It's a completely different guy, mm-hmm. which is really weird. And then we just ask, you know, we're just tell him. And the manager said, I guess the ending of the story, the manager said, this was, you're not the first person to say this about that security guard.
Okay.
This
is the second time. So hopefully you've planted the seed in their brain.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
It's probably good that we went back if this guy's like, I mean, to me, that's pretty inappropriate. If you have an issue, you don't follow him into the bathroom and then like deal with it. Like, I don't know. But that's just me. So
there you go. Wow. That's intense.
That was two.
That was two. You got a third one?
Third one's for you guys.
Ooh.
I brought a little gift back.
Okay.
From my favorite Chinatown store.
Oh, so look at this. What do you got?
Okay, so this is for you, Matt.
Okay.
It's a brand new pair of Asics.
It looks like it. It's in an Asics box.
Yeah.
It feels.
Guess who just got new Asics? And this is for you.
This is huge,
Brad. This is for you, Clark.
Detroit Tigers, you son of a bitch.
Just let you know, I had to check my bag because of you guys.
Yeah, this is huge. What are you doing? What is this?
Do we open it now?
You can open it together. You can open it now. Yeah.
All right, let's open it. Oh, nice.
Oh, my God. It's a wok.
Wow. That's awesome. What is this?
That is a back massager.
No way, really?
Really?
Oh, that's cool. Nice.
The Chinese back massager. On the
is this already seasoned? Look at this. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You got to... And
Clark, is it already used? It looks like a used fan.
Well, no, it might be seasoned.
Oh, yeah.
Pre-packed wok with...
Yeah, it has one chopsticks dish. And some stir-fry seasoning mix.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, this is awesome. Thank you, Brett. I appreciate it.
I hope you both enjoy it.
Yes. Well, we're going to enjoy it, and I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Thanks for checking out another edition of Not Good. Thank you, Clark.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brett.
Thank you.
Yes, and so check that out. And thanks for checking out the show. Reach out to notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com for any shout outs, let us know how we did on the show. And check out next week, we have a very special episode. So we are doing a book review, which we do a book club, BBC, the best book club. And so this coming week, we're going to do that episode next week. Now, I've started in the last 2 weeks, I've been working on this show, or actually it's a live broadcast.
You didn't read the book. That's why you're not showing up.
No. I haven't started reading it, but I am going to. But so I am booked for a St. Paul Saints game to do the production of the live broadcast on Wednesday. Okay. And so it's one of those things where all of us, it's 6 people of the BBC podcast. So it's tough to get everyone's, schedules aligned and all that.
Yep.
So I was the only one that couldn't make it, so I was like, well, you guys should still do the podcast. So Brett will be hosting podcast. Whatever. That's not a surprise. So, so check that out because that's going to be awesome. Brett, you're going to nail it. You're going to kill it.
We'll find out. Yeah.
No, you will. So there you go. Check that out next week. So thank you guys again. We'll see you in a week. I love you.